You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I got an email, which I don't think is going to cause any strife on the show. And by the way, it's highbrow. Comes to a gentleman at Yale.
Oh,
that's right. Who's in the tournament on the last second shot to beat Brown yesterday?
Nice.
Says, hi, Dave. We love to laugh, so we love the show. Every year, my family has run a really fun basketball pool for like $20, and there are around 200 of us. We all fill out at least two brackets. Last year, after years of my nephews adding everything up and keeping track of over 450 brackets in each game, we as a family decided to form a group on ESPN Tournament Challenge. And now everyone in the pool is required to fill out their brackets on that app. Last year was the first time we tried it. It was so successful because everyone loved being able to see where everyone else stands at the end of each game. My nephews no longer need to work 22 hours a day for each day of the tournament. Maybe you should look into doing something like that for your friends' tournament pool. So I'm gonna let you in behind the curtain a little bit. You ready?
Okay, let me run in.
Thought about it.
Yeah.
Went on to ESPN.com. Made a group.
Okay.
In fact, password, you'd have to join the group by entering like some kind of a code to join it, right?
Yeah, Dave 56, yeah.
Nope. Football purist.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. But then I was like, I just can't let it go. Well,
football
he is.
Football purist.
I can't let it go yet.
Yeah, but this would actually free you up so you don't have to score the
I wouldn't
sheets.
Have to score them, but you'd still expect the emailed comedy.
Right, but you'd have all that extra time with not scoring them to do the comedy. You could just focus on the comedy.
I don't know.
That might be the perfect solution.
He also goes on to list his favorites on the show in order. Number one, who do you think?
Well, it's not going to be me because I'm a Harvard guy.
Well, you're not really a Harvard guy.
Well, come on.
Number one, who do you think?
He's going to say RJ.
Nope.
Dave.
Nope.
Raymond.
Number one, Raymond. He throws so many funny jokes out there, but is talked over a lot. Don't appreciate his greatness the way it should be. So, Ray, don't you sit here and tell me I never give you positivity. Number two.
That's not your positivity.
No, but you say I never read you the positive emails towards you.
That's true.
Number two, Rick.
Yes.
Rick, hilarious. We love his porn humor. Number three, me. Dave, you're the glue that keeps all the humor together. Now, this is troubling. Number four, who would you figure it had to be?
I mean, I would say it's RJ, but it's going to be Bauer?
No, Shooter from Connecticut. We laugh during Shooter's calls.
RJ's not even on the list?
No, he is. Number five, RJ. Not really funny at all, but we still enjoy his part of the show.
Oh, no.
Please, I'm in the receiving votes category.
RJ, how do you get up from this?
I don't know that he does.
Yeah, I'm like Baylor. Like, received three votes.
But I don't think that Jeff's intent was to crush you. I just think this was what he truly believes.
Yeah, I can't change that.
I think that makes it worse.
RJ, not really funny at all, but we still enjoy his part on the show. Oof.
Yeah,
RJ, you're ranked below Shooter's calls.
What? And Shooter's calls are really bad. Shooter is the exact guy, Rick, that I was talking about that gets me nuts.
All right!
hearing it is tough. That's not good for me. I guess
that
is not. I got some things to work on.
Maybe you go to a Comedy Cellar this weekend. Right?
I don't think I'm trying to be funny, though.
Maybe you take an improv class or something.
Yeah, I mean, RJ, we got to do something here. Guy has you listed below Shooter.
Maybe you go to a Comedy Cellar.
Yes.
Rick, hilarious. We love his porn humor.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I have some work to do.
RJ, this is a tough one.
Like Catch a Rising Star, does that place still exist?
RJ, you might have to go back to the drawing board a little bit after this one. I would mention this to Ange. I keep this one to yourself.
I mean, are you funny around the house?
You know, I thought he was going to say John Winthrop, and I could live with that. But you went Shooter.
He went Shooter.
Shooter's calls.
I got to be honest. I think you need to do a complete self-analysis.
Just overhaul?
I think you got to change everything. No, I mean, Shooter?
It's time for a rebuild, you think?
RJ, strip it down. Really, like, strip it. Like start from the infancy stages of, like, what things are funny. You know what? People love vomit. All right, maybe I'll have a...
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I got ranked.
Kidding, guys.
I got ranked below a man that should be working and teaching kids, and he calls our show.
Omar, going to bring the heat. So I'm going to bring the heat, baby! Let me get out. Get out of the bathroom.
That's not good for me.
Oh, no.
This is a tough day.
I mean, strip it all the way down. All the way down.
Maybe go to a comedy cellar.
Karen, why'd you do that, Karen? That was all we had, Karen.
Listen, I mean, Shooter brings his own unique flair.
If that's what you want to call it.
You blank mother. Oh, no. Blank. Blank sucker. Mother. That's the line.
What is happening?
Honestly, RJ, you got to go home. You got to walk in the door and be like, and you got to go right into your routine tonight. So, Ange, I flew in. Boy, are my arms tired. And just take it from there. You got to get right into your routine tonight.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't think Shooter's intentionally trying to be funny.
Exactly.
So
that's the point.
So what do I need to do? Curse on the air?
I don't know.
It some seems people, that way.
Some people just have it, RJ. Shooter just has it.
No, he's not saying Shooter has it. He's saying of five selections, Shooter has it more than RJ.
RJ just doesn't have it.
It's not like Shooter was one and RJ's two. No, Shooter was four and RJ's five.
Oh, it's not even five members on the show.
Right. You're fifth out of four.
That's not good. RJ. It's like I've been relegated.
Right. You're going to be playing with Leicester City next year.
It's actually a pretty good pull from you.
That's what I do. All right. That was soccer. I just did soccer.
Wow.
I got a nice email, by the way, the other day.
Oh, nice.
No, this is genuine. From, I guess a guy, I guess he was like an assistant at a doctor's office when I brought my kids years ago.
Okay.
And he gave me his resume. I guess I don't really remember this all too much, but we emailed back and forth. He now is like running something with NYCFC.
Oh, nice.
And he said, I just wanted to reach out and let you know that anytime you guys want to come to a game, we would love to have you.
Awesome.
I'd be interested
in a new
in
place, of course, right?
I'd be interested in that.
When it's ready?
Yeah. I mean, is it ready this year?
It's not going to be ready for a while.
Oh.
We could probably check on it when we go to
Stadium Field. Let's check on the Vegas Stadium for the A's.
We could do that.
You know what? At least I'm well-received.
Use that as a benchmark.
I try to bring something nice to the table to say that he likes the show and wants to invite us out to a game, and now you're going to jump me for that?
No.
He's giving you comedy. You asked for it. He gave it to you.
No, it's not comedy. You know, he's like the Seinfeld episode when Jerry tries to not be funny. That's what you're like, boy, feels like this milk is curdled. Well, that's what you are.
I thought that was funny, RJ. Good one.
Listen, I've received his critique. I'm going to work on myself, and I've decided to start right now. So,
another guy, Greg from Trumbull, says, in fact, wouldn't Buddy Nowitz be five and RJ six?
Oh, no.
Buddy of Wits, who played in the NHL, is
Buddy Nowitz?
No, a Buddy of Wits.
Oh.
I mean, Buddy Nowitz did play in the NHL, so.
That's true.
Sucks to be you, RJ.
Yeah. She doesn't like you either.
The Buddy Nowitz sound is almost identical to the ice crew member. He thought I said ice cream vendor.
I mean, you can't hear how I
what
got
if we, what if we like made you like an ice crew member for the Islanders?
An ice cream vendor?
No.
But you got to understand how I got to Buddy Nowitz, right?
It was a little bit, yeah. It's like your TV's at your house. They're just kind of close together when I said it. Jumbled it up a little bit.
And I said, rather than give this person the money, it's I'm going to
give
go.
A skill.
That's one of my favorites.
He's so proud of himself.
Oh, John Harris emails in, tell RJ not to worry at all. Shooter's a waste of oxygen. He's not funny at all.
Oh, no.
See, now we're going the wrong way.
And if and when I see him at any of these upcoming events, I'm going to punch him right in the face.
Oh, no.
This is not good.
That's John Hardis.
This is
not what we were going for.
Yeah, this is the breeding ground we're creating.
That's nice.
Got to punch him in the face.
It's an environment that we fostered.
That DaveRothenberg.com is a nasty, nasty place.
It's not, oh my God.
It's almost like the dark web.
Dave, how much do you pay Rick to giggle like a schoolgirl at all your jokes? That's a Rick.
I wish he paid me.
We're getting rich. We're getting downright rude now.
We're getting dirty is what we're doing.
People can be very nasty. Colby Brennan, Shooter himself is not funny. The derailing of the show and Dave's frustration to Shooter is what is, in fact, so funny. RJ shouldn't feel ashamed being ranked behind that. I think, in fact, you should, actually.
I think I know how to solve this.
All right.
The idea guy has an idea.
Go ahead.
At our favorite event, the pregame.
Yeah, the big pregame on May 2.
May 2.
Mm-hmm.
In the parking lot at Citi Field, we have a Shooter versus RJ comedy off.
Oh. I don't have comedy to offer.
Well, you'll have by May. You versus Shooter.
I will not have comedy to offer by May.
You walk up like, hey, everybody, RJ Santillo here. Just flew in. Boy, are my arms tired. And then you go into your set.
I don't have a set.
Well, you have plenty of time. You have 5-6 weeks. Create a set.
I'm not creating a set.
Why? It's a little like Last Comic Standing, a little competition.
Yeah, I like it. I love it. It's a good idea.
Well, I think we do it. Come on, RJ. You can redeem yourself. You can do it.
You can't change people's minds.
Time for the tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. The UConn Huskies have won 7 in a row, finished 7-2 this season against teams in the AP Top 25. They're the number one overall seed and joined on the number one line by Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina. So those are your ones. Tournament gets... Do you guys consider the tournament to start Tuesday with the play-ins or Thursday at noon?
I would say Thursday at noon.
Yeah, I agree. RJ, you a Tuesday 6:40 or are you a Thursday at noon?
Thursday.
Yeah. That's nice. By the way, they changed it from the 11s battling for that play-in spot to a 10 battling for that play-in spot. Did you see that?
I did see that, but yeah. I mean, it shouldn't bother you because you don't even think the tournament starts till Thursday anyway.
That's right. That is the tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale. Let's break, come back, and get into Steve Cohen and his New York Mets. And we'll do it next on 98.7 ESPN. Jump into spring in Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on C, E, and GLC class vehicles. American Express cardholders can take full advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everyone. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle. Proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since way back in 1968.
Say goodbye to busted brackets because FanDuel lets you bet on every game of the tourney. Whether you're betting in UConn or Purdue or you've got a Cinderella sized up and ready for a run, it's time to go dancing on America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. That's $200 to use on point spreads, money lines. You can even pick who's going to win it all. You can bet it all on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Rick and bet on college hoops until they cut down the nets. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere.
Dave. I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Shooter is on the line after he was somewhat disparaged here on the show. What do you want?
Well, I don't think it was disparaged. I mean, you disparaged him.
Right. Well, I just don't think he's... Yeah, I don't think he's all that... I don't think he's funnier than RJ.
A guy from Yale thinks the shoot is great. Right. Let's go with... give me the football nugget first.
All right. This comes from our friend Field Yates. The Cowboys converted $5 million roster bonus due to quarterback Dak Prescott on Sunday into a signing bonus, creating $4 million in salary cap space in 2024. The move reduces Prescott's salary cap number to $55.5 million, while two extra void years were added to the deal. This deal does not prevent the team and Prescott from further negotiating a long-term extension, but provides Dallas with immediate salary cap relief. So I brought this to Santiago's attention. You know what he said? He goes, this is the first time I'm actually thinking they're going to move on from Dak Prescott after this season.
I actually just saw a rumor, too. I was reading through some stuff. Santi, have you seen the Steph Diggs rumor?
I mean, that's been running for years now, but yeah. What's the latest?
No, I mean, the latest is that it's not being reported or anything, but Steph Diggs to the Cowboys potentially, but
there's rumblings.
Rumblings. Well, he's not happy in Buffalo.
He's been unhappy. Like, I feel like since he's got there.
And you think he's going to be happy in Dallas with CeeDee Lamb as the clear number one receiver?
Well, I guess to play with his brother.
All right.
I think that would be,
well, they're not going to give him away.
Of course not.
So Dallas is going to have to, you know, come strong with some kind of an offer.
No, right. They're just going to give him to him. Of course, Dave. I know that. It's a rumor. Who knows if it even happens?
I don't see it happening.
I don't think it's going to happen either.
Doesn't fit their MO.
Would they really move off Dak Prescott?
I think they'd let his contract expire and let him walk.
Really?
I think they would. And just like embrace a total tear down of the roster.
You know what the greatest thing to ever happen would be? He goes to the Giants, and then he starts winning like big, huge playoff games.
You're drafting a quarterback.
Yeah, and you wouldn't disparage him then, would you?
My only disparaging of him now is that in the playoffs, he's a big loser. But in the regular season, he's very good.
I mean, at some point, it's looking like an organizational issue and not the quarterback issue. So, again,
you put no blame on him.
I don't put no blame on him, but I don't put all blame on him.
So you're put it that way. I'm very hard on him. You're a Dak apologist.
No. I think we're very far apart. any time that I defend the player, you call me an apologist for him. So, I mean, kind of a no-win situation there. But, I mean, I try to look at this objectively. And it's like me saying that you know, I've believed for years he's been an upper-level quarterback. You say he's not. And the guy was an MVP candidate this past year.
Right.
So.
And then in the big moment, he
right,
pooped his pants.
The entire team pooped
their pants. I understand.
The entire team.
No, they were tired. They were tired.
Right.
It's a long season. Nonsense.
It's a long season, Raymond. Mentally,
you know how tired
physically.
They were? Raymond, they slept for 14 hours.
Yeah, well,
it's
very tiring to do all those photo ops and all that other stuff that comes with being a Cowboy.
And then when you're in the gym having to put on a show for the tours.
That's right. Come on. The one-way mirrors? What do they call those, Rick?
It's a one-way mirror. It's a mirror.
It's a lot. It's a lot happening.
All right, let's see what he's got to say. He's an interesting guy. He's Shooter in Stanford. Hi, Shooter.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, companies.
Good morning, the talk this morning was fantastic. I loved it. I also love RJ. I love you guys. I think he got a raw deal there. He's the man. He knows it. I was honored, though, that I was mentioned, so thanks for that. I have a great story, of course, and I want to get your guys' take on it.
All right.
I go to one of my best friend's kids' birthday parties with my wife and my three kids. I walk into the party, and I immediately see one of my ex-girlfriends at the party with her kids. Panic sets in.
Why?
I don't know what to do. I panic.
Why, I mean, you love your wife. Why panic?
I know. I did nothing wrong, but I didn't know what to do. So I want to see what you guys would have done, and I'll tell you what I actually did.
I mean, I would have just walked up and said, hi, and how are you? I mean,
nice
unless
to
it
see
is,
you.
And then on bad terms, I don't know if there's something you're not telling me, but no, if it just ended and it ended in a normal fashion and you met the woman of your dreams and married her and you have kids and she has kids and she's married, I would just be very normal about it.
Or maybe she doesn't have a great relationship, okay, or her husband's not as good looking as you, and you can mock her,
yeah,
like Dave mocked his ex-girlfriend.
You married the elephant man, look at me, baby.
Love it, Rick, love it. That's kind of what I did. So I tiptoed around her the whole time, tried to avoid her, and then at the end she made eye contact with me, so I said hi.
She knew you were there. Yeah, I mean, how childish of you. She knew you were there, you knew she was there, and now you're like, she goes into the one room and you're like tiptoeing to another room?
Well, no. Here's the thing, right, guys? Like, when you're with your spouse, you don't want to put them in an awkward situation. It was more I didn't want to put my wife in an awkward situation. She'd be awkward, and she'd feel funny if I told her that was my ex-girlfriend. So I was trying to avoid that whole situation. So I just went over. I said, hi, those are my kids. Those are your kids. Great, great. But my wife walked over.
So
I was like, this is my friend, you know who. And then I said, oh, she knew Johnny Cuz, one of our old friends who's an idiot. So that, like, deflected everything, and then everything was fine.
All right.
It was still a little weird.
Sounds like, and thanks to the call, Shooter, sounds like you made a big deal out of really a nothing.
Yeah, I don't. Well, we don't know the backstory, though. We don't know how the relationship, like, how serious it was.
Or how I think the key that we don't know is how it ended, right.
Or how recent it was. Like, was that his girlfriend before he met his wife? Was that
the last one? How about this? Sherry made me go out with the former boyfriend of hers.
That's weird.
Yeah. He was in town. I think he went to, like, MIT or something.
Oh.
He's in town, and he reached out to her. Would you like to, you know, meet up, catch up, and whatever? And she's like, I don't really want to go out with him by myself. Can you come? I was like, sure. So I went there, and it was great because he was like RJ. He was not funny whatsoever, and I felt so much better about my brand of comedy after I was done with this guy.
What you just did was not very nice.
I feel like that was not necessary.
What do you mean?
At all.
What do you mean?
You just took a huge shot at RJ.
And that's not the only guy that I met. So I met that guy who was, he was so boring.
I feel
how
like,
many, how many
why,
ex,
why did this happen?
Yeah, like, how many ex-boyfriends are you going on dates with?
So that was one. And then another one, we were in a baseball tournament in Philadelphia, and I was coaching Ben's team, and turns out Sherry's ex-boyfriend, the one right before me, was coaching the opposition.
Did you go out on a date with this guy too?
Well, no, we didn't get together. But how about, so their team won, and at the end I shook his hand. I was like, nice. I was like, you might have won the game, but I won the game of life here.
Sounds like a lot of ex-boyfriends floating around.
Well, she has a long history of dating.
Right. I mean, if we're connecting dots here, I mean, that whole floozy thing being thrown around.
I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said it.
Sitting on my lap, sticking her tongue down everyone's throat like your wife.
She's sitting on the guy from MIT's lap, sticking her tongue down his throat.
No, not
he's
even
probably advanced with robotics. Good with his hands, too, I bet.
Don't try to change the narrative. The narrative is that you
I think you just created the narrative.
On air. I didn't create anything because my wife has dated. If your wife has dated 50 guys, fine. The fact that she was so ultra-aggressive with you and, I mean, was performing acts that should really be done years after knowing someone, that's between the two of you.
The fact that you think making out on a first date is an act
that's what
that
you said.
Be-
you did not say making out. You're like, she sat on my lap, and I believe the quote was, threw her tongue down my throat.
What do you think making out is?
No. Making out is like a passionate, you know, lips interlocked, and then maybe a little tongue gets thrown in
there.
Seems
very passionate to me, Rick.
Not taking a tongue and throwing it and doing like a tonsillectomy. Very different.
Yeah, it says the guy who goes on throuple dates.
Wasn't a date.
Yeah, this opens up a whole
Pandora's box.
Yep.
I mean, why he's doing it, I understand, because he's trying to deflect. Raymond, while you're doing it, I have no idea. But in response to what you say, Raymond, Not nice. Not nice whatsoever.
Why is what I'm saying worse than what you are?
Because I know what he's doing. What he's doing is trying to deflect from the fact that his wife has shown floozy tendencies. What you're doing is just makes no
you
sense.
Went on a, you went on a threesome date
wasn't
with an
a threesome
ex-boyfriend.
Date. She said, he's in town. I don't really want to go out with him by myself. Can you come out with us? I was like, all right, fine. So we sat at some restaurant, and we had a beer and a little food, and that was it.
That was
not
it.
Not a date.
You know what that guy was doing the whole time?
He was sizing me up.
Yep.
That's exactly right. What was happening.
And he was, I felt so good about it.
It's MIT guy.
Yeah, but he was so boring. I'm not even kidding. I was like, this is great. This is so good.
Well, what would happen if the MIT guy was like, hey, why don't we go back to your place for a little nightcap?
I brought some pineapple.
See what happens.
That wouldn't have happened.
Well, who knows?
There was a better chance that Patino wound up in.
Listen to me, Patino! You stay away from my wife! Dave paid off the voters. You see what happened here.
Morgan.
I mean, that was his name, Morgan?
His name was Morgan.
Yeah, but he went to MIT, man.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
How am I going to be threatened by a guy named Morgan?
Well, I don't know. I still can't believe he went out to dinner with him.
It was not dinner. It was like an
whatever it was.
Snack kind of thing.
There's zero chance.
Well, because that's how much I care for Sherry. She wanted to see him and kind of catch up, and she didn't want to go by herself, and I went because I'm a teammate.
I dispute that, by the way. Morgan Moses would pummel you.
That's true.
Yeah. But Morgan Moses sounds cool. This guy was not cool.
Morgan Freeman, kill you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. He's in his 80s.
No, he can still care. Take you.
Still
no.
Take you.
There's no, and I mean, but with his voice, he would. David, I will now murder you. I mean, you know, I might weep at his voice, but I'm not. There's no way a guy in his mid 80s is going to take. He might be closer to 90 than 80.
He'd slap you around.
He'd beat me up like Andy Dufresne.
Yeah, and then he'd take Sherry out for a date.
He's 86.
I got to be honest. If I found out she went on a date with Morgan Freeman, who says no?
You are very understanding.
I told you, there's nothing that Sherry could do that I would leave her.
So she comes back, hey, I made love to Morgan Freeman.
I don't know. I think that would take some working through.
Right.
I think that would take some working through.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair.
Hey, Sherry and Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption.
Was that funny?
That's actually a good play on words, no?
Is that right? RJ, when you do your stand-up at the Comedy Cellar, you could use that.
No, I don't think I would go there.
No?
You guys are in a different kind of war of significant others.
All right.
I would like to stay out of.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's come back and let's get into the Steve Cohen conversation about what he said, if you didn't hear, about one Pete Alonso. We'll do it next on 98.7 ESPN. Hello. Dave Rothberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kids' bathtub to a shower, did a phenomenal job. Customized just like we wanted, only one expert installer, and the home process was easy. There's no demo, there's no mess, and Bathfitter is a high-quality, permanent solution with a full lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife earn for a limited time. You get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today like we did at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
The owner of the New York Mets, Steve Cohen, spoke over the week. And you want to hear some of what he had to say?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. Steve Cohen, no new contract at the moment with first baseman Pete Alonso.
We haven't had any discussions. And I think at this point, I think, you know, as far as for Pete, it's best for him to go, you know, have a great year and not be distracted. I think it's best for the ball club. We know how to do this. You know, we did it with Edwin. We did it with Brandon after the season. And so, you know, we'll figure it out when we get there.
See, here's a nice thing for me. And that is, if the Mets, and I don't know that they want to, if the Mets intend to and want to keep Pete Alonso, they'll keep Pete Alonso. I'm not concerned about that.
Right. Here's where I would disagree a little bit, is it depends on the player. Not every player is built the same.
Right.
Like, some players can deal with, like, some players actually thrive with the opportunity, like, one-year deal, go out, you know, prove to everyone how much you're worth. They thrive on that. Some players can't handle that kind of pressure, and it has a negative effect on them.
I don't know, and I understand what you're saying. I would think Pete would be okay with this.
No, I think in a perfect world, Pete would like the deal to be done already, I'm sure. If he's true to what he's saying, that he wants to be a New York Met, he would probably like the security of having a deal done at the money that he wants. They're not willing to give him the money that he wants, so he's gonna have to play this year out, hit the market, and then see what his real value on the market's gonna be.
That's right. I guess the question is there a team willing to spend wild amounts of money on a mediocre defensive first baseman with tremendous power?
Well, he's also one of the most prolific
home run hitters in baseball. Absolutely. Listen, he goes to Chicago, plays with the Cubs. You tell me you couldn't see him hitting 50 home runs.
I could see him hitting 50 home runs for the Mets.
Right. I mean, he's hit 50 home runs for the Mets.
So, yeah. Listen, we've gone over this 1,000 different times. You know, the contracts that have already been signed that hurt him and what he's looking for. And, I mean, if he values himself like, you know, at the same level of as an Aaron Judge, he's going to be disappointed because they're not going to pay him like that.
And nor should you. I mean, let's be fair. And I love Pete Alonso, and I'd like to see him stay with the Mets. He's not and nowhere near Aaron Judge. It's just
right. You know,
factually correct.
Right. You know what's going to be funny about this whole thing, though? It ends up being, especially now with all this Judge stuff and, you know, how he's going to manage his toe. It may end up where Judge ends up playing first base anyway to keep him healthy.
Yeah, but here's the thing with that. And not that you sign him as a defensive guy, but he's an elite right fielder / center fielder.
Right, and he's going to play center field. I'm with you 1,000%. Like, I mean, Pete Alonso is a really good player, and I'm emotionally attached to him.
Right.
I think by the time, you know, if he gets a new deal, by the time all is said and done, he'll probably be the greatest, you know, Met position player that we've ever had.
I think that's fair. Yep.
Right, but Aaron Judge right now is considered the best in baseball. He's an elite right fielder. He's going to play center field. I mean, he's one of the best players, if not the best player in baseball. So he got paid what he got paid. And he actually took a little bit less money to be a Yankee and be the captain and all those things. I think what the Mets are planning on doing is going heavy this upcoming free agency. And can they, like, if they sign Pete now to a number that they're both comfortable with, that's going to limit how much money they're going to be able to spend this offseason when Juan Soto's available.
Right.
When, you know, Max Fried, like, they're going to need pitching.
Shane Bieber's available. I mean, who do the Mets have actually locked in as far as future with starters?
Senga.
And Manaea, I think, right?
Manaea's got an opt-out.
So they have one guy?
Manaea can opt out, yeah.
So they have one guy that you know will be here down the road.
Yeah, Quintana's a free agent. You also have Severino's a free agent, and then what's his name? Why has it slipped my mind? The guy they just brought in, Hauser, free agent.
Adrian Hauser, free agent. He got lit up this weekend too.
Yeah.
Again, I think. Listen, they're gonna this idea the Mets are gonna be bad for a long time is just silly. Now, whether it's this year is gonna be great or not, I have reservations about that. What I don't understand, why don't they just go sign JD Martinez?
Well, you know why they're not going to sign JD Martinez? because they don't want to take at bats away from the young players. They're going to use this as an opportunity to see if the young players can play.
I got to tell you, man.
JD Martinez is a DH.
I think there's a real chance that Mark Vientos is just going to be a bad baseball player.
He hit a bomb yesterday.
He's got prodigious power, but do you want a guy hitting 211 that's going to have prodigious power?
No, I don't.
Hitting in the middle of your order.
Listen, I'm with you, man. I don't think you need to waste the season. I mean, I think you have enough. Like, I think with the additions that you've made, like defensively, you have a really good defensive outfield, right? If Marte gets back to, I'm not saying he has to be an all-star, but better than we saw last year when he was dealing with the, coming off of the double hernia surgery. I think offensively, you got enough. The bullpen's going to be good. Like, it feels like if you made, and I'll say it again, like if you bring in a Jordan Montgomery, and maybe you wanted to add a JD Martinez, like there's a real chance you could compete for a wild card.
For whatever reason, it doesn't sound like that's going to be the case. All right, that being said, Steve Cohen, what are your expectations for the Mets this season?
I think making the playoffs. I think that would be, obviously last year was a real disappointment. You know, we came in with high expectations, and that's, and when you get there, I wasn't expecting what happened. I think we've built up sort of the floor of what's possible. Listen, there are a couple great teams in the National League, but other than that, I think we're as competitive as any other team.
I don't know. Listen, you're nowhere near Atlanta, you're nowhere near Philadelphia, you're nowhere near the Dodgers, right? So there's three teams, take them off and put them to the side. Are you better than Milwaukee? Are you better than
Arizona,
who went to the World Series last year? I mean, I don't know. Are you better than the Giants?
Well, that's the thing, though. That's the disconnect for me. I understand what the plan is, and I feel like they do have a plan, but it doesn't feel like there are things that they could do right now that I don't think affect that plan.
Right. Like, you can keep the plan in place and make a tweak. Signing JD Martinez, I understand you want Vientos to play, but you know what? Someone's going to get hurt along the way that Vientos is going to be in the lineup and Martinez can be in the lineup. It makes no sense not to sign Jordan Montgomery. Because you could always use that. You know starters are going to go down. So I just feel like you could kind of scratch the itch of everyone now and also plan for the future as well.
Right. Like that would be my whole argument. Like there's a reason. The ability to do both without affecting, trying to win now or giving yourself the best chance to win now and be a playoff team and not affect your long-term plan.
Let's answer the question. Here's Steve Cohen. Have you been tempted to keep adding players via free agency?
That's not my decision. That's David's decision, and obviously if there's something to do, he'll present it to me. And otherwise, the club looks good. We're 2 weeks away from, actually 10 days away from the first game. And so it's getting a little late to add.
I mean, you say that, but is it really?
Well, it sounds like in his mind it is, but it also sounds like, which I like, is that, David Stearns is the one
that's
going to make the decision.
I love, I bring in a baseball guy. I bring in a guy that knows a lot more about baseball than I do, and he's going to be the decision maker. In the same vein, though, there are free agents you could add which would make you a better team right now. It exists.
It does exist. It absolutely exists. And for whatever reason, like the pitching thing doesn't make sense to me unless the plan this offseason is going all in and there's, a couple guys that they're going to target and it's going to cost them a lot of money. Sounds like they're going to be on Juan Soto, and that's going to cost you a ton of money.
A ton of money. And you're going to probably be after Bieber or Fried or one of those guys, which is going to cost you a lot.
Walker Buehler. I mean, there's some. Corbin Burns is going to be a free agent. There are some attractive names. It's just like, and the other thing though is I don't know what Jordan Montgomery is looking for either.
Right, he might be looking for 5 years at God knows what.
Right, and that's the scary part. Now we're so late into this thing. Is what kind of season do you get from him now that he's missed this much time of spring training?
Yeah, it may take him a while to ramp up. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. A big 9 o'clock hour. Stuff you missed. I mean, hopefully there'll be some comedy involved in that. 1-800-919-3776. We'll get back into the Jets and the Knicks and all of it right here on 98.7 ESPN. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy TrueGreen's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.